Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming leaders mourn former state superintendent Judy Catchpole. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Wyoming leaders are remembering former superintendent of public instruction, Judy Catchpole, who passed away Thursday morning at the age of 81. Catchpole served as the state's top education official from 1995 to 2003 and was known for her energy, humor, and lifelong commitment to children. Governor Mark Gordon ordered state and U.S. flags lowered in her honor, calling Catchpole's work transformative. He credited her with driving major education reforms, including stronger academic standards, improved student assessments, and updated teacher certification. Gordon also noted that she was an early champion of charter school policy. Current Superintendent Megan Degenfelder called Catchpole a lifelong mentor, saying her influence shaped both her life and her career. Catchpole later chaired Degenfelder's successful campaign for superintendent. Her impact on education and Wyoming politics will continue on forever, said Degenfelder. According to Cowboy State Daily, Wyoming's U.S. Senator John Barrasso and former Superintendent Jillian Barlow also described Catchpole as a trusted mentor who brought wisdom and laughter everywhere she went. Friends and colleagues say that joy defined her. Former Governor Matt Mead said she brought spirit and joy to every room, recalling her work with First Lady Carol Mead on the University of Wyoming's Literacy Research Center and Clinic. Judy Catchpole is remembered not only as a leader, but as the life of the party, a mentor, and a tireless advocate for Wyoming's children. Wyoming troopers rescue kidnapped Wisconsin teen, two men arrested. A Wisconsin teenager is safe after Wyoming Highway Patrol troopers successfully intercepted her alleged kidnappers along I-80 earlier this week. According to a press release from the Wyoming Highway Patrol, troopers received a BOLO alert for a missing minor believed to be traveling with a 20-year-old man wanted on drug charges out of Two Rivers, Wisconsin. Dispatchers used cell phone ping information to track the suspect's vehicle as it moved westbound between Laramie and Rawlins. A trooper spotted the car near Sinclair and pulled it over. Inside, officers found the missing teen, along with two men who claimed they had been hired to transport her to Utah. Both men were arrested and charged with kidnapping and interference with parental custody. Captain Mike Simmons of the WHP District 1, whose troopers made the stop, praised the coordinated effort, saying, "Two alleged kidnappers are in custody and a girl is home with her parents, thanks to the incredible teamwork of all involved. The teen was unharmed and was reunited with her family. The case remains under active investigation, and authorities say no further details will be released." Additional Wyoming reporting confirms that Wyoming Highway Patrol has handled a rise in interstate child recovery cases this year, crediting improved coordination with other states and faster digital tracking tools. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.